And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're back in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and we have the man. Captain Art Taylor from The Searcher is in the studio with us. We're going to be talking some fishing here today on Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hookup! Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Boy, what good timing is having Captain Art Taylor on the studio this morning. Good fishing going on. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Art. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the Searcher is out right now on a Memorial Day special 3-day, right?
Yeah, we got Norm Fujimoto from Iserline filling some reels with Iserline mono and
Wow.
giveaways and... And, you know, they're, I think, I just talked to Armando about 30 minutes ago, and they were, on the move looking for another spot. They just picked up a couple of 40 to 60 pounders, and they had a few of those last night. And yesterday they had, most of the fish were over 100 pounds. They had a 170 pounder, 181 pounder, 192 pounder. So there's a, you know, a chance for a fish of a lifetime out there.
It seems so like cool. There's a couple of school, couple of mixed schools, huh? Like that 40 to 60 pound grade, and then that big stuff, right?
Yeah, and it's all right in the same zone.
Same zone.
So you never know what you're going to get.
So what do you go in the water with?
The heaviest you can, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, minimum of 80 pound.
Minimum.
Maybe you're going to get a bite on 60 pound, but if you hook an 180 pounder or a 200 pounder or bigger,
you're not going to get it.
Then your chances of landing it go way down.
Yeah.
So, you know, just go heavy.
Yeah.
Just go heavy. 80 pound minimum.
Minimum.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? If you get a bite, then you got a chance.
And that's what are they eating?
Call. Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's flat fall type lures, knife lures, and sinker rigs with live sardines.
What's a knife lure?
Well, it's the same thing as a flat fall. It's just a little bit, maybe, it's a little longer.
Longer, okay.
And it's a little skinnier.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Daiwa makes one,
yeah.
And there's plenty of knockoffs, so yeah. A little longer, a little thinner.
Yeah. I know Sea Falcon makes one, too, a knife jig, yeah.
Yeah, so it's about getting to the bite zone. So, you know, who Armando or Mike is running the boat, and they're telling you 240 to 300 feet, so you want something heavy enough so that you can
sure.
get down there, you know, and so... When the captain is telling you that there's fish at that depth, that's like right now. So mm-hmm. you got to get,
yeah,
you
one
get
just
down
swam,
there.
One just swam under our boat at 300 feet.
Yeah, and most of the time it's, you know, there's multiple fish at 300 feet. So
yeah.
you got to have a heavy enough jig to get down to that zone.
That zone.
That's the key. Yeah.
And so when you... this is nighttime or daytime or both?
Both.
Both. Both. So they're eating those jigs in the daytime, too.
Yeah, they are.
That's
yeah.
great news.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We like daytime.
Yeah. And so it would have been Friday night. A gentleman caught, you know, a 170-pounder fly lining a sardine on 100-pound line at night.
At night.
Come on.
At night.
Yes.
Fly lining.
Fly lining.
Wow.
So go figure.
Well,
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah.
And what about sinker rig?
Sinker rig, you know, 8 to 16 ounces, you know. Fortunately, it's pretty calm out there, so, you know, you can go with a little less weight because you can get to that depth. You know, if it's windier, then you want to go with a heavier weight so that you actually can get down to that depth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's windy, the boat's moving faster, and so, you know, when you get to that depth and you put it in gear, then the boat's moving so that your sinker rig or your lure is coming up out of that zone, and it's getting way upwind, and so you want to, you know, you want to get with a heavier rig to get to the zone where the captain's telling you.
Okay. Yeah, so this week the weather looks fantastic.
It does, doesn't
yeah.
it? Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
right?
I mean,
all blue out there.
Yeah,
gotta
exactly.
love
yeah.
that, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
yeah.
So what's in for the search? Searcher coming back in tomorrow?
In tomorrow, back out tomorrow.
Back out
yeah.
tomorrow on
yeah.
how many days?
A 2.5-day weekday special, yeah.
Any spots available?
Not tomorrow, but we added another trip, the 8th through the 11th, the weekday special, limited to 17 people, $10.75. It's a great
17?
Deal. Yeah, that's
oh.
what we've been running, two and a half day trips with 17 people.
Like an ultra-limited load.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody gets their own stateroom?
No, but that's a first-come, first-serve, and usually there's a family or there's, you know, a couple buddies that don't mind sharing a room.
Yeah.
So. But when you call to make a reservation, you know, it's kind of like a first-come, first-served basis.
But generally speaking,
you
most
can't get your own
most
room. Yeah, yeah.
Possibly.
There's 14 cabins. So.
14, so mm-hmm. with 17 people, the chances are pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that sounds so sweet.
And so that's, let's see, that's next week.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah.
Tuesday, leaving Tuesday.
Tuesday the...
The 8th.
The 8th,
and
okay.
And getting back on Friday the 11th.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fun time. Source. Ricky and I probably love to go on that trip, but we'll be at Rancho Leonero. That's our Cutwater Spirits Let's Talk
yeah.
tournament, right?
Oh, wow.
Darn.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Could be a little warm.
Yeah, but hopefully...
That's a good thing. Warm is good.
Yeah, I don't think there are any 150-pound bluefin down there, though.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, this just is so cool that we're talking about this again for another year in a row. I mean, it's starting to... You know, you don't want to let the sensational fishing, you know, become this is just what we do. But, I mean, here we are again for another year talking about this great a fish. I mean, this is so special. Like, just 5 years ago, if you had ever thought about an 80-pound local tuna, that was just damn near unheard of. And then a 100-pounder was this incredible benchmark. And, you know, the searcher had, it sounded like they had a half a dozen, you know, in the... 175 and bigger. It's just wild.
Yeah.
It's just
yeah.
wild what's going on right now. This is so cool, and we're all so fortunate to be fishing in this cycle of fish that's going
oh,
on right
yeah.
now. This is just awesome.
Take advantage of it while it's here.
I'm convinced that, you know, unless something really weird happens with water conditions, you know, just plan on it. Yeah. It's a local stock. I'm convinced, and I think most of the scientists are convinced, and I think if you ask captains around the fleet, they would tell you the same thing. And, you know, I think that it's longer ago than that, because 5 years ago we were catching right. this fish. So it's more like 10 years ago that, you know, catching this sort of bluefin tuna was kind of sort of unheard of. But, right. I it's been going on for a long time, and I'm convinced, and I think it's pretty well documented by spotter planes and, you know, the Mexican commercial fleet that's doing the tuna farms. The tuna farms have been around right. for close to 20 years now.
Wow.
And so it's been happening, and, you know, I think it's a local stock of fish that's spawning, because there's times when you get 6 to 8 pound bluefin right. tuna on the troll. Those fish are just a couple months old,
wow.
right?
Wow, yeah.
So I think it's, unless there's something really weird with food source and water conditions or something drastic changes, I think we're in for, you know, bluefin fishing for who knows how long.
Okay, we'll take it.
You got yeah, that,
yeah.
Right, why not?
Yeah, for sure. And the searcher is kind of tailored their schedule now around this amazing fishing, right?
Yeah, you know, we've always done shorter trips, you know, mm-hmm. and it's kind of our niche, you know, from day and a half to 4 day trips in the summer, and then our fall is basically 7 and now 8 day trips, and that's something that we've been doing for a really long time, and the boat's set up for it, and we're very, very happy with the results, and of course the boat's set up for it, and
Well, of course, one thing that's relatively new, correct me if I'm wrong, are these ultra limited load 3 day, 2.5 day, that
yeah.
6 day, 8 day.
Yeah, generally we were doing that, you know, just with longer trips with 17,
yeah.
With 7 day, 6, 7, and 8 days.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had multiple limited load trips on our schedule.
And popular.
And they are popular, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you
absolutely.
Pay a little more and you get, like, the boat
your
to
own
yourself,
cabin,
basically, right?
Your own air-conditioned cabin and 14 passengers most of the time.
14?
You know, lots of rail space, lots of fishing time.
Unreal.
And, you know, kind of a different vibe. It's a lot less frantic and lower keyed.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great trips.
You look at the searcher schedule at searchersportfishing.com and you see that those ultra limited local trips are the a lot of times the first ones to fill, right? So
yeah.
you hit it right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. And you probably get a lot of the people that are coming back on the same, all the same people coming back because they realize what a great option it is.
We get people that have been fishing regular, you know, for multiple years now on 25 or 27 passenger trips.
Yeah.
And not to say that there's not plenty of room on those trips as well. I mean, it's
yeah.
a 95-foot boat, and we have 14 cabins, so 2 people per cabin. But we get people that go on a 14-passenger trip, and they go, I don't think I'm going on a 25-passenger trip anymore.
Understandable,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. And, yeah. It costs more,
obviously.
But those are the benefits of having less people.
Yeah. Well, Searcher, an iconic boat, been around for a lot of years, and you and the crew and Celia take such great care of this beautiful vessel.
Yeah, you know, May 24th was 51 years. Last year we had the 50th anniversary of
May
it
24th.
Being May 24th. Is
wow, last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So 51st year.
Of when she was launched.
Right, 1970, yeah. May 1970, yeah.
I love the pictures of her going down the boulevard down in, is it Costa Mesa?
Yeah. Costa Mesa,
Beach?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Newport Boulevard.
Newport
yeah.
Boulevard,
yeah.
driving down the center of Newport yeah. Village, and that was 51 years ago.
Yeah, and you can check out Instagram. There's, I think it's still up there. There's a post, you know, with pictures of Bill Poole and the boat when it
yeah.
was launched and that sort of thing. It's really cool to
That's so
go back in history like that. And last year, Celia and I took a road trip up there, and you know, figured out exactly where the Dittmar Donaldson boatyard was,
mm-hmm.
which street it was, what block it was, which lot it was, that sort of thing. And,
wow.
And then we, you know.
Made the path.
We made the path, and we went to what is now Newport Shipyard, was Lido Shipyard back then when it was launched. And so we kind of followed the track of the Cape Polaris when it went down Newport Boulevard on a trailer
wow.
in the middle
so
of the
cool.
night and was launched the next day. So that was pretty cool to do
That's
that.
Awesome,
so
yeah.
So what's on that lot where Dittmar Donaldson was now?
It's a Volkswagen repairer. Shop.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. I
yeah.
thought it was houses or condos or something like that.
No, it's kind of an industrial area there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, so when the Cape Polaris was first launched, which is what the searcher was called, mm-hmm. did it have an open bridge, or am I thinking of another boat? It kind of looked the same as it does today.
Identical.
Nothing's
yeah.
really changed.
No, structurally, nothing's
yeah.
changed.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 I must be thinking of another. There was another boat that was one of Bill Poole's boats that had an open bridge, and you see a lot of pictures with him on the bridge of an open boat.
Yeah, you know, sure. for probably from the Cape Polaris and Royal Polaris, you know, that they have that flybridge, you know, that.
Yeah,
maybe you saw pictures of that.
Of that, yeah.
Or yeah.
that you actually have an inside
yeah.
outside.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Controls out on the flybridge. The
yeah.
The Cape Polaris was that way. The Royal Polaris was that way. The, you know, the boat tribute now was the Polaris 3. That was before the Cape Polaris, and that had an enclosed bridge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but Polaris 3 is now the Tribute.
Tribute, yeah.
Which before was the Holiday.
Holiday, yep.
yeah. So, mm-hmm. a lot of history.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of history in this San Diego fleet.
Absolutely.
And these boats are still running strong, which is a testament to the builder of that Dittmar Donaldson era, right?
Well, think about this. So, the Searcher is a double plank mahogany hull.
Yeah.
2 inches thick.
2 inches thick.
The hull, the you know, the skin of the hull is
yeah.
2 inches thick, and all the frames are 2.5 inches by 8 inches.
Jeez.
Whoa.
And those are also mahogany.
Wow.
And then what we call longitudinals, which kind of ties everything together, is a 4x12 piece of mahogany that is internal in the boat in multiple spots. And everything is fastened, glued and screwed with silicon bronze fasteners. And so it was built to last. They used the finest material at the time. And... you know, that boat's a tank.
Yeah,
I mean, it's really, really heavy, and it's, you know, it was built to last.
Yeah, and you realize that when you ride on the boat, what a tank it is. I mean, it rides great in the water.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just,
mm-hmm.
you get into rougher oceans, it's smooth,
yeah.
it's quiet. I mean, it's a
when it's choppy,
machine.
Though, I mean, it's choppy.
Well,
and those things, Dittmars are famous for, you know, the snap roll.
Sure.
It rolls around, but every boat does that.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, it's part of the being on the ocean, that ocean experience, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about with Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher, and we haven't even ventured into the heavy talk of bluefin tuna yet.
Yeah,
right?
Biting fish and great boats going. It's going to be a great day today, and we'd love to have you join us. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we want to hear from you. Give us a call to the show at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup this morning. Also, you can text us. Text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app. Lots of great info, some really great text already rolling through this morning, so we're going to have a lot of fun reading those with Captain Art. And, man, do we have an awesome prize for you today at the end of the show. All of our callers are going to be eligible to win, and one lucky caller is going to get drawn for $100 in Searcher Bucks. This is a really cool thing. So Searcher Bucks can be used for merchandise, they can be used for trip costs or galley tab. It's something that you could buy for a bud, you can buy as a gift, you can buy for yourself. It's just a really cool opportunity, and somebody's going to get $100 worth at the end of the show today. How cool is that?
Yeah, Searcher Bucks, very cool idea. Yeah. So it's just like a, it's almost like a gift card, isn't it?
Yeah,
like a gift card.
It is, yeah.
For the searcher, right?
And Celia just thought, how about Searcher Bucks? That sounds like a pretty good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so,
Celia.
So, yeah. And so, if you wanted to buy a gift for a friend, send $100 or $200 worth of Searcher Bucks to somebody.
Absolutely.
You can't
yeah.
buy him a whole trip, but you could buy him a partial trip.
Absolutely.
I love that. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
like you say, your galley's covered or your tackle that you need to buy, whatever. It's just, I love it. I think it's a great, great call. And somebody's going to get that $100 in Searcher Bucks at the end of the show today. Again, if you want to get your shot at that great prize, or just better yet, obviously, your opportunity to talk to Captain Art Taylor. 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking those phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test ride. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Gotta love California in the summer. Just remember, COVID is still with us. So if you're going to the water, plan ahead. Follow local public health guidelines and make sure everyone wears a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, join in the fun. Questions for Art, 213-432-1090, or just download that Let's Talk Hookup app and send us a text.
Yeah, boy, I was just looking at the searcher schedule at searchersportfishing.com. There's not a lot of holes left.
No.
You guys are full. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that brings to the question, okay, you see a trip you want to go on, and it's full.
there's still a chance you could get on it, right?
Sure, you can call the office and get on a wait
get
list.
Get on a wait list.
Yeah,
and that happens all the time, right?
Yeah, things change. People, you know, life goes on, and you have to cancel your trip. And so, you know, yeah, wait list.
Yeah.
Call Celia or Aaron, our new person in the office,
okay.
Aaron. And, you know, they can put you on a wait list. And if a spot opens up, then if you're first on the wait list, then you get a call.
This this weekday special that you have, leaving on the 8th of June to the 11th, 1,075 for and limited to 17 people. That's, that's a bargain.
It is. It's reasonably priced.
Yeah. I mean, for 2.5 days, it's basically you're going to get at least a full 2 days of fishing on that trip.
Well, you know something? You're going to get more than that.
More than that. Because the fish are close.
We're fishing, well, the whole nighttime thing. Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
You're fishing 24 hours a day practically.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, you can pick your time to go have a nap, but if you go take a nap, you might miss something.
Yeah.
It's brutal on the crew.
I was just going to say, how are the crew dealing with that? Because you're right, you fish all night long.
Trying to have somebody asleep all the time.
Okay.
And, you know, I am so blessed and lucky to have the crew that we have right now.
Good people.
Because we have two guys that can run the boat, and with Mike Totter and Armando Marquez, and you know, the support staff that we have and great chefs and everything. We're just really, really lucky right now that we have this awesome crew. And, you know, we all pitch in. We're putting generally a 17-passenger trip. We're going with 6 crew members, but we're going with 7. We're putting an extra person on there.
Wow.
So, because, you're fishing a bunch at night.
Yeah. So... You must have just added that trip. You mentioned that earlier because there's still a lot of space available.
Right.
And there's, like, no space available on hardly any of the other trips.
I put it on either Thursday evening or Friday morning. Yeah. So it's
not going to last very long.
No, I don't think so.
You better get on it.
If you have the time to get off next week, Tuesday to Thursday, then...
Yeah. The week after next, though.
Right.
A week from this coming Tuesday.
Correct.
Yeah. All right. And it leaves at what time?
It leaves at 6 p.m. Yeah, so
then,
we'll serve dinner on the way out.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, you're running 35 miles, so you're on the grounds at 10 or 11 o'clock
and
at
fishing.
Night and fishing.
Holy
and
God.
Fishing, and what sometimes has been the best part of the trip is, though, you know, that evening dark, get on a school, drop your flat fall down, and your trip can be made within hours of you leaving the dock.
Yeah, it's like a 5-day, 2.5-day trip.
For real?
Yeah.
As far as fishing time.
Now, being a 2.5-day trip, you get 2-day limits too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And 4. So you could get 4 fish. Yeah.
And 2 full nights of fishing, potentially, depending on running and everything like that.
Yeah. Of bluefin, of course. But there's possibility yellowtail.
Yeah, there's yellows on kelps. Yep.
Yeah. And the grade of yellows are improving this year, right?
It seems. I mean, there's kelps that have those 3 to 8 pounders on it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're throwing back the 3 pounders and keeping the ones that are taggable. And,
yeah.
And then there are kelps that have 8 to 25 pounders.
Nice.
So, yeah, there's options.
There's options, yeah. Well, phones are packed, Art. They want to talk to you. The texts are rolling in. People want to text
in.
A lot of questions for Captain Mark Taylor from the Searcher. Yeah.
No doubt. Well, why don't we get him started this morning with Vinny? He's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Thanks for getting started.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got a question for Art. So let's say, you know, when we get there, you know, everybody signs in on the boat, you know, you're going to jackpot this. And my question is, how do you account, maybe you can tell us, listeners, how do you account, what's the process procedures on keeping track of all of the passengers? Is there a head count? How do you guys do that? Maybe you can tell us.
Well, you sign in before you board the boat, so you're checking, you know, on these fishermen's landing trips, you're checking in twice. You're going to the ticket counter, you're buying a ticket, and then you're checking in with Celia and Aaron, and they're going to get you signed in. You sign the manifest, and you have an option to get into the jackpot if you like. And then they're checking everybody's ID, which is, you know, our part of our security plan. And then you're lining up, and you're getting on board the boat, and a manifest is left in the landing office. and a manifest goes on board the boat, and so that's how we're keeping track of everybody.
Celia and Aaron, when you check in, that's when they'll let you know this is what your tag number is, this is where your rods go, this is what cabin you're going to be staying in.
Absolutely, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's head south down to Rancho Linero. Mr. John Ireland is on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Morning, Pete. Hello, Rick. Hi, Art.
Morning,
hey,
John.
I just saw the picture you just texted me from Rancho Linero. Looks like they're biting.
That's a load.
Yeah, wow. Big time. Big yellowfin bite. Under the porpoise, spinner porpoise, outside about 40 miles, between 20 and 40 miles off. We were out yesterday and the day before, and they're in an almost exact same spot, just about 40 miles, just directly off the front, and biting aggressively. It's actually earlier in the week, it was a little bit better. It slowed a little bit towards the end of the week. There's, you know, nice fish, 20 to 30 pound fish mixed with some footballs, and they seem to be hitting exclusively hoochies, you know, a couple on the cedar plugs, but we're loaded up with live bait. Gosh, we're getting really, really nice bait, big fat sardine, and plenty of them too, which is good news for everyone. But didn't have 2 days out there, didn't use one. We've caught almost all the fish on troll lures, and hoochies were the ticket. A lot of them around, a lot of yellow fin around, so that's going to be good for the tourney guys.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, sir. We're still metering 80-degree water. It's been real consistent for the last couple of weeks, and that's good. You know, they're catching the great big tuna still right in Rincon there along the park boundary there, and there's some real nice fish coming out of there, 200 pounds, you know, drift fishing the sardine there. But it's an occasional bite, and you got to be patient for that one. Maybe one fish for every four or five boats that are doing it. They're picking up a lot of pompano in the same area, just loads of African pompano in the 3 to 10 pound range. Nice fish and really, really good eating fish as well. A lot of striped marlin and they're much closer, you know, right in front. Multiple releases pretty much for everybody that's fishing for them. They're taking the ballyhoo. They like the rig ballyhoo. Pretty slow troll, you know, you troll about 6 knots and they're coming up and getting them on the banks off of La Rivera's spot and loads of striped marlin around. Big stripers too. We had one that I had to come off the top to take a look at. It was probably 250 pound fish and, you know, he's almost blue size, you know, and I had to come down and really check it out. It was a striper. So there's some big marlin running with them too. A couple of wahoo this week down by the White Cliffs. Down by Vinarama, it's quite a boat ride, you know, about an hour and a half to get down there. But they're picking them up on the Rapalas and some good-sized 60 to 70-pound wahoo. I only know of three that were taken this week, but at least they're around and they're coming back. A lot of rooster fish around. It doesn't seem like the roosters are quite as big as they were last week. Loads and loads of them around. And we've had a number of 50-pounders released, but most of them are 5 to 15 pounds, but loads and loads of them around along all the beaches and all that. So and some bull dorado too. When they're out trolling for the marlin with the ballyhoo, they're picking up a few bull marlin bull dorado, good sized fish, you know, 30 to 40 pounders.
Ooh.
So, but none of the school of dorado yet. We're still waiting on them. Overall, really good fish.
Wow, sounds perfect timing for our Cutwater Spirits Let's Talk Hookup 25th annual tournament next week. It starts on people coming in on Saturday, and fishing starts on Sunday. It sounds like perfect timing for the tournament, John. Hey, I know there were a couple spots available. I mean, I know there's still some airfare to be had inexpensively out of Tijuana and Valeris. Are there spots available? Is it possible to still get in the tournament?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we have two rooms available, and there are cheap airfares going out of the Tijuana on Valeris, you know. That's how I'm going back and forth. And the big bonus of Valeris is coming back, you don't have to do the COVID test. Walk across the border.
Yeah,
so that's a good one.
Yeah, it's huge.
That's huge.
Well, if somebody wants to book a trip to Rancho Linero, either to jump on that Cutwater Spirits, $5,000 in cash up for grabs, or any of the great times, now is the time to head for Rancho Linero. How do we do it?
Cheers. Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLinero.com.
All right.
That sounds
Thanks,
good.
John, and we'll talk to you actually during the tournament next Sunday, or maybe you're going to be on the boat. I don't know.
You and I are going to do the report together, Pete. Wherever you are, I'll be. How about
that? I like that.
Well, actually, Ricky will be down there with you, and I'll be here. I'll be here in the world headquarters, and then I get on a plane and fly down after the show.
Okay, well, then Rick and I will call you.
They
count on that plan.
All right. Well, hey, John, thanks a lot for that great report, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
See you soon, John.
Thank you, gentlemen. Nice talking to you guys.
All right. Thanks. All right. Great text came through via our Let's Talk Hookup app, and it's easy to do. Just download the app on the App Store or the Google Play Store. It's free and easy to grab. And it says, Captain Art, do searcher bucks expire? Seems like a great way to ease the cost of trip purchases by using searcher bucks and then putting them aside. Josh in Salem, Oregon. Great idea. So you could buy up searcher bucks and then say, hey, apply 100 bucks of my searcher bucks to this trip, right?
That's a great question. I think I'm going to have to ask my partner.
Oh.
I don't have the answer to that, but maybe Celia knows if we're going to. We'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on it. All right.
I had another fun text, and it's very short and very sweet from Ken in North County, and it's in regards to flat fall, and it says, Captain Art, to glow or not to glow?
I think it's a personal preference. Yeah, I think they're both working, whether it's glow-in-the-dark or not. I think it's about getting to the bite zone, getting to the right depth, yeah.
So when you say glow or not to glow, is that the guys that are have, like, these ultraviolet lights that, like, lighten them up? I mean, is that what that means?
I don't know.
Isn't it the glow-in-the-dark?
Sure. Well, I could see the question being both of those things, whether you fish a glow one or a sardine-looking one, or maybe it's do you have your glow jig and do you hold it up to the light or not? I mean, I think both of those would be a plenty valid question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what Ken's going there for. But
We don't know. Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think that it makes a difference for the guys at nighttime that have the glow jigs for really charging them up? You know, do you think it makes a difference that thing's really glowing bright? Or do you think that those things just, it has to be in front of one and they're going to bite it, you know, even if it was a chrome one and it had no glow, you know, would that be just effective in your eyes? What do you think?
Wow. I guess, it's a poll question or something
right, like
that. We need to have somebody at night keep track of, you know, which lure got bit the most.
Yeah.
And so I don't have the answer to that question.
Okay. All
but
right. Maybe
we can find out.
Well, maybe it's kind of like line preference or hook preference. It's like some guys feel that they get bit better when it's when it's glowed up.
Yeah.
Some guys don't think it makes a difference. I'm not sure.
I always think that it's one of those things that the color of the lure and whether it's glow or not, it probably has some factor, but I think it's well down the list of you got to have it in front of a hungry one first. You know, that's first and foremost is you got to be able to be there. And that means, you know, if the fish are at 300 feet, but you're only letting a couple hundred feet of line out, you're not in the zone, like getting it in front of one is the single most important, and then having it rigged the way that if you do get a bite, you're still going to land him and instead of him chewing you off or something out. You know, it's does color play a factor? I'm sure at some level it does, but I greatly doubt that it's the most important part of it.
Gotcha. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Roger in Fullerton is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Roger, good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen, and happy Memorial Day to everybody. 20 years ago, Pete Gray hosted my first trip on the Searcher. Since then, I've had many, many exciting fishing adventures. About 5 years after that, my grandson started bugging me about, take me on a trip, Grandpa. About 8 years ago,
so cool.
Art Taylor suggested me taking him on a three-day trip. And since then, me and him had had many, many great trips, even one great trip to Guadalupe. Fast forward to today, he's a deckhand. He told me that he wanted to be a deckhand, and I warned him that it's a very hard work. But today, he's a deckhand on the El Dorado out of Long Beach Sport Fishing, and I want to thank both you gentlemen very, very much for your contribution into this young man's endeavor to be a deckhand. And Art, I might warn you, someday he's going to be down there looking for a job, I bet. because the searcher
is his
favorite boat.
I'm surprised he hasn't hit me up before now. Yeah, what's he doing working on the Eldorado? You would think that he would have came down and asked Captain Art for a job.
Yeah, come home, you know, come to your home.
Well,
yeah,
he wanted to get a little
that,
bit
Roger?
On his resume, I think, and that's a little ways from his home, you know, so it's...
Okay.
Yeah.
Little, Jake's a great
I want to thank you both
young
very
man,
much.
Roger, your influence over Jake has shaped him into the person that he is, and so you deserve a lot of credit, too.
He caught a 200-pound bluefin just a couple of years ago when he was 16 on the Odyssey.
That's so cool.
Wow. That's fantastic. When's your next trip on the searcher, Roger?
Well, I might, I don't know, as soon as I can. My doctor told me not to go last year.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Very good.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way. We got, pardon me, more of your phone calls, more catch reports, all kinds of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Cookup on the Let's Talk Cookup app of the Mightier 1090.
Are you looking for an ultimate fishing destination? Well, look no further than Queen Charlotte Safari's Lodge in British Columbia. This is Valerie Helbridge. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure, but a few of the highlights in fishing with us is the protected, calm, pristine waters for quality Chinook salmon all season. After you get your limits of salmon, Queen Charlotte Safaris will take you in our comfortable covered heated jet boat to our halibut, lingcod, and rock fishing areas, and we have larger retention than Alaska. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay and Sunspit, and it's so easy to get to. You fly from almost anywhere from the United States and Canada into Vancouver, then a short flight directly to Sunspit. Our trips are all-inclusive, full days of fishing, custom processing, fishing license, and all your gear is provided. Let our expert chefs pamper you with amazing meals. Our staff delivers wonderful hospitality, all in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. So call me at 1-877-815-2892 or qcsafaris.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
This is Captain Art Taylor, Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to chase the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
It's time to go fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The perfect rod to handle the toughest fish is Shimano Terramar. The secret? TC4 blank construction with Tech Tape outer wrap to shield the fibers from the impact damage. Make sure to match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide the Shimano Tranks massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-Second Seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand-new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Cookup. We're having a great time here on the Mightier 1090. Captain Art Taylor from the Searcher joining us. Fish are biting, man. Life is good right now.
Yeah, life is really good, and it's time to find out how life is on the water right now with the Catch Report.
You got it, man. Our Catch Report today is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returned to the San Diego landings, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros the market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish. They have spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They are now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. We're going to head on up to Dana War Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going for you this morning?
We're doing great.
Good, good. Good week up here. You know, we're water temps for us, 65 to 66, you know, even with some of that funky south wind in the mornings and a little bit out of the west in the evening, the water temperature remains stable. So we're kind of stoked. Yeah, for sure. So with that being said, the half-day fishing was, I'd call it good as a result of that. You know, we've got beautiful anchovy for live bait right now, which is just perfect for our bass fishing. So that certainly helped. Excuse me, the guys on the sinker rigs at the bottom kicked out some nice sheephead and a few real nice triggerfish and stuff like that for those guys fishing the bottom with some shrimp and stuff like that. But we're starting to see some sign of the bass wanting to spawn and kicking into gear here along the beach. So I think if we see a little bit of sunshine, if we can just get like 5-6 days of sunshine on this water here, the light switch will go off here and we'll start seeing some really, really good action along the coast here in our little half-day stretch. Three-quarter day fishing. Still down in that deeper water, kind of mixing in some bottom fish and some sculpin. And then we're trying to spend less time out in that deeper water and more time in some of the shallow stuff along the kelp and on the hard bottom. Water's still a bit off color in that little zone down there, like the barn kelp and yellowtail kelp. But the anchovy, again, kind of the savior down there. Get some of that along the kelp or over the hard bottom, some good bass to be caught down there. We haven't seen any sign of any game fish yet. Not saying that there isn't any there. We haven't spent the time in that zone quite yet to, you know, get a good handle on what's going on there. So, like I said, once we kind of wean ourselves off some of that deeper water stuff, we'll spend a lot more time in that zone and get a good handle of what's going on in there. So, again, we're just hoping that with that sunshine and things like that coming to play this week, and we'll see how that zone works out there. The Fury over at Calamity, he's had more good yellowtail fishing this week. Fish caught on dropper loops with sardines or on the jigs, either service iron or the yo-yo iron, caught some fish. The same grade of yellowtail he's been seeing, that 12 to 20-pound fish. Good, solid, catchable grade of fish there. And then the bass also are starting to pick up as well. And he's had some good rockfish, whitefish, and bonito in his count. So good, solid mixed bag fishing over there for Marcus on the Fury at San Clemente Island. And that's kind of it for us. So we're just getting ready for the busy week ahead of us and hoping things hold for the week. So, again, just keeping our fingers crossed that we can get some of this wind out of our hair. But, you know, as we all know, it's just typical for this time of the year. It's year it's like this. So
looks like a great week of weather coming up here this week. So I'm sure you'll be getting them now. Captain Fred on the Daily Double yesterday called us and talked about the Everingham Brothers having a really beautiful mix of anchovy and small sardine, which is perfect for that half day. You guys seeing the same thing up there?
Yep, exact same stuff. Yep, it's a beautiful bait. So
Boy, and just
Just
to add to that, we fished on Thursday last week down here, looked asking for straight sardine. They had a box. They had an open box. It had mostly chovy, the little sardine mix. They had another one that was straight sardine. We were tuna fishing. We took the sardine. It was some of the best we had had. It was only 6 days old, which is a good amount of time, but, you know, I don't think we had a single sardine. We packed it knowing that the bait was so good. We put more in than we normally do. We never lost a piece. The bait was so nice.
Everingham Brothers do such a great job. Are you seeing the same thing on the Searcher, Art?
Yeah, we, you know, we're stockpiling because we're running, you know, multiple trips in a row now. The last two trips, both with Mike and Armando have commented that they got a great load of bait. Excited about it, so that's awesome.
And you guys are lucky at Dana Point. You have the same guys providing your bait, Everingham Brothers, right?
That's it, yeah. No, it's been beautiful. And, the anchovy that we've had, 4 to 5 inch, just solid, healthy anchovy.
That's sweet.
You can't beat it. So
Like candy for the calicos, right?
We're lucky to have those guys.
Hey, great. If somebody wants to fish at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, how do we get a hold of you?
Nice, Pete. They can call us here, 949-496-5794. They can link us right there through your Let's Talk Hookup page, or they can check us out at danawharf.com.
Awesome. Well, great report, as always, Willie. We sure appreciate it, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, man. Hoping for some sunshine this week.
Sunshine, no wind, and biting fish.
Yeah.
There we go.
Thanks, Brian.
See you guys. Have a good week. Thanks.
Yeah, speaking of sunshine, I mean, was it like winter at Encinitas Ford yesterday? It was crazy.
Thank God Pete had a Let's Talk Hookup sweatshirt in his car. I about froze to death.
I mean, it was serious. You know, Lolly, my wife, guy got home, she goes, "What are you wearing shorts for?" I was like, well, who the fuck it, right? It's summertime, right?
Well, I walked down here today.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was lucky that I brought a little jacket with me because it rained on me.
Yeah, I know. It's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet there's 200-pound bluefins biting 20 miles from here.
Yeah, go
but
figure.
The good news is it's going to be in the 70s this week.
We'll take that.
We'll take that here on the coast. Great text from Isam and Irvine. Good morning, gentlemen. What a wonderful show and guest. When your captain says you fish 200 feet below the boat, is there a rule of thumb on how many seconds, et cetera, you take to get down to provide and hit that zone?
Well, there isn't, because it depends on what size reel you have and what size line you have and all that. So, you know, one thing that Armando mentioned to me and to mention on the show is that mark your spectra, mark your braid, you know. So take it out in the street and measure off 50 feet and put a chalk mark or something like that, or on your driveway or whatever. And then you could take, you know, different colored Sharpies and mark 12 inches of your braided line with a black Sharpie and do that every 100 feet or every 50 feet and change colors. Make sure that you mark at least 12 to 18 inches of the line so that you don't miss it as it's going out. And then when Armando or Mike or myself or whoever the captain is says they're at 300 feet, then there's no, it takes a guesswork out of it.
Right.
So you know, exactly. that's our recommendation is mark your spectra, mark your braid, whatever braid you're using. And, and that's the hot tip, is mark your spectra.
Okay. Now, the other thing too is that if you can find it at your local tackle store, the Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore marked is changes colors every 100 feet. And if you can find it, it's been hard to find, but if you can get that on your reel, that's ideal. Then you can count the colors.
Right.
Okay. Three colors. I've got 300 feet of line off the bat. But a lot of that depends on the drift, right? I mean, how much wind you have. If you maybe 300 feet of line off, but where's your lure, right, depending on the drift?
Well, at least you have, you know, a general idea, you know. And so when the boat first stops and you can get down to that zone and, you know, the captain is telling you real time that there's fish at this depth. So when the boat first stops, then you know that you're in the bite zone, we call the bite zone, or the correct depth.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You see the guys getting bites. Would you say that more bites happen on the sink, more on the wind? Is it half and half? Do you have a gauge for that at all?
Not really. I think probably the sink is the majority of the bites. There are bites on the retrieve. But it's primarily on the sink.
All right.
That's why you need that monofilament or fluorocarbon leader, 200, 300 pound, you know, and you're going to put at least 36 inches of leader material on your flat fall type lure, whatever you're using, so that, you know, if the thing swallows it, you know, then you have that extra.
Yeah, And you hope he swallows it because that hurts them.
Sometimes they're a little more cooperative.
Yeah, a little more cooperative.
Yeah, when they get hooked down deep like that, sometimes they're a little more cooperative.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's continue with our catch report. We're going to hit the beach with our surf guru. Gundy Gunderson is on the line right now. What's up, Gundy?
How you doing, Art?
Great, Gundy. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I was just on your website, actually, this week, and I like all the – you give the reports, but you also give tackle information and technique and what's working and even little seminars. It's real valuable. I tell everyone to take a look at that website. There's more than just reports on there. Real good information.
Well, thank
you. But anyways,
you
know, I got a lot to cover. Yeah, it is, absolutely. I think it's a great learning tool for the guys. But I got a whole bunch of report on here, you guys. It's, you know, it's that time of year. We got Runyon Run, I think, this week. The sand crabs are emerging. Lots of bait out, you know, small anchovies, sardines up and down the beach. Continued good fishing on many fronts. Strong full moon tides from coming off the backside. And the croaker bite just lit up and down the coast. You know, lots of quality yellowfin to 3 pounds, maybe a couple in the 4 pound class, and it's a really chunky spotfin ranging up to 5 pounds. We even had a couple in the 6 pound class. Corbina halibut, calico bass, white sea bass, all in the count. Hook, line, and sinker reported good halibut action all along Refugio, El Capitan there. Cut sardines, been a hot bait. Most fish have been ranging from 20 to 28 inches with the top fish going 34. Santa Claus Lane, Silver Strand, still kicking out limits of barred perch. Wiley's reported a big influx of sand crabs on Malibu beaches. And with them, lots of Corbina. The fish are a little skittish, so you need a clean presentation, maybe an exotic bait. A 3 pound, 2 ounce fish was taken west of the old chart house there on a lugworm. You know, I'd suggest a bloodworm, maybe a ghost shrimp, something like that to get those early fish to bite. This is a cool story. 10-year-old chup regular there at Wiley's, with the help of a bunch of guys on the Malibu pier, landed a 200-pound thresher shark.
Whoa, jeez.
Several of the guys had pier gaffs, from what I understand, and they all got together and helped this kid land it. I'm trying to get a photograph to put it in the old Western Outdoor News, but that's a great story. You couldn't wipe the smile off that kid's face, is what I understand.
Imagine, yeah.
The fish ate a mackerel and, like I said, was landed with the pier gaffs. Big fish reported good croaker action, Huntington Cliffs. The long rodders are getting them on ghost shrimp and bloodworms. Top spot fin went 6 pounds, 2 ounces. Beautiful fish. Lots of Corbina on the beaches there. Ketchum Tackle reported good Corbina catches along Newland River jetties. Screening for sand crabs and picking out the soft shells has been one of the tactics there. Most fish are 1.5 to 3 pounds. A couple better kickers. Hogan's reported good halibut catches in and around Dana Point Harbor. Not big ones, but lots of them. 18 to 25-inch fish. A shop regular yesterday took two legal fish off the short jetty there, fishing cut anchovy. And then finally, red-hot croaker bite off Oceanside, said Pacific Coast Harbor jetties, pier, tamarack jetty, all holding. Top spot fin, 6 pound, 1 ounce on a soft-shell sand crab. You know, they're also using bloodworms, ghost shrimp, things like that. And then a big estimated 40-inch halibut lost at the gaff in Carlsbad Lagoon, a tragedy.
Oh,
a
tragedy.
Hey, cool, Gundy. Hey, Gundy, I have a question. What's a pier gaff look like?
It's really kind of like a grappling hook.
Yeah. Okay.
Giant treble.
You know.
Usually
laid
around the shank.
Okay.
Yeah.
On a long rope.
Kind of weighted so you can get it around the thing, and then kind of you give it a quick jab and try to set it in there. But
gotcha.
Some guys will try to walk the fish because there were several threshers hooked this week. Some guys try to walk them to the sand, you know. You can try that. But whatever it is, it's a scene.
Yeah, really. Well, Gundy Gunderson, surf guru extraordinaire, great report. It's happening even on the beach. So get on it, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a nice and safe holiday, everybody, and take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
See you, Gundy. Great report. Hey, I want to remind you that Surf Fishing Report is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com, where you'll find all the gear that you need for a successful day on the beach or the pier or the lagoon at SurfFishTackle.com. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and more great information with Captain Art. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zest the vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all the miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas.
We have duckers.
We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment at the very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancherLandAero.com. It's unique.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2. The extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.